Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of, where are you based out of? I just had it here. Los Angeles. It is L.A. All right. I was a little confused for a second. I was looking at the wrong spot. we're talking to
Are you sure you're interviewing the right person?
Yeah, I think so, Lucy. We're talking to the owner. She is the owner of Postolov Acupuncture Group Incorporated. You can go to the website, lucypostolov.com. That's LucyPostolov.com, or you can give her a call, 310-444-6212. Have a nice roundtable welcome for Lucy Postolov. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day and joining us. Like I said, you're the owner of the Postolov Acupuncture Group Incorporated. Can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you guys do?
I'm practicing Chinese medicine for about 20 years in this country. I'm a licensed acupuncturist and herbalist. And I also consult patients in Cedars-Sinai Hospital and treat patients in the hospital. I have privileges in the hospital.
Oh, that's great. Now, how long have you been practicing?
Altogether, if you're going to count my experience in this country and in Russia, it will be 27 years.
Wow.
Because my first degree is a medical doctor, neurologist. And while I was a very young doctor in the hospital, I had a patient who I could not help, unfortunately, with a low back pain. For 3 weeks, I had zero results.
Right.
And we were on grand rounds, and I was reporting to professor about my lack of success. And we had doctors. I was born and got my medical degree in the city called Tashkent. It's Uzbekistan, borderline with China, Afghanistan, India, Mongolia. So we had doctors who immigrated from Tibet, and we had one of those doctors, and he suggested to do acupuncture to my patient, and I had no idea what it is.
Right.
So he offered to come to patient's room, put the needles in his low back, and told me to come back in half an hour. I did. And to my surprise, when he removed the needles, the patient who did not walk for 3 weeks got out of the bed, walked around the room, looked at me, and said to me, "That's the way you should treat me, doctor." So my big ego of 24-year-old medical doctor was hurt, and
right.
I decided, hey, I want to learn what it is about this acupuncture.
Right.
So yeah. I did continue education in Russia in Chinese medicine, and for 7 years working in major hospital and neurological department, I treated my patients both with Chinese and Western medicine.
Wow, your 24-year-old ego was hurt, but you know what? In that revelation, you found something else where you can help people.
Oh, absolutely. I think all our growth comes through pain, sometimes physical, sometimes just our inner hurt. But I grew into so much better practitioner after it. And when we immigrated from Russia to United States, and I'm coming from a family of 22 medical doctors.
Oh, wow.
12 of them are practicing right now in the United States. I decided to go into Eastern medicine. I'm the only person in my family who is practicing Eastern medicine and not Western medicine.
Right.
And I enjoy it and very happy I made that decision.
Right, but you still have that background that you can draw upon if you need it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, it helps me a lot because every time I see a patient, I diagnose him in my head both in Chinese medical view by pulse and tongue, but also by Western. I am fluent in reading, of course, MRI, CT scans, and blood tests, and I build a bridge between East and West when I treat a patient.
Hey,
and I think that's why I was the first acupuncturist who was invited to Cedars-Sinai. Doctors feel comfortable with me having Western medical background.
Oh, that's great. Hey, let me ask you this question. Now, you said you immigrated. About what time did you immigrate? What year?
It was the very end of 1989.
Okay.
In December. So it was a little bit earlier before Russia fell apart, but the time when Gorbachev allowed it, Jews from Russia to immigrate.
Right. Now let me ask you this. Did you find a big, you know, cultural difference? I'm sure you probably did, in terms of from where you're coming from to your new home?
Oh, yeah. Of course. And in the beginning, it was a big cultural shock. Although I did study English since I was 6 years old, however, I was studying the Oxford English, and in America, everybody speaks different English.
So yeah, you could say that.
I was, like, absolutely not able to talk for months or two until I got over the shock. But I found my job very quickly. I was working for 6 years in California Cryobank. It's the biggest cryogenic company in the world. They are freezing semen, they are freezing eggs, embryos, and I started for them the cord blood. So we start freezing stem cells.
Right.
So
wow. You've had an interesting background, Lucy.
I do. I'm very blessed.
Now, when people come and you know, find you and say, you know what, Lucy, I'd like you to, you know, I want to work with you, that they come into your office, how do you go about getting something like that started? Because sometimes, you know, some people, they, I guess, for lack of a better term, they come to you because they've kind of run out. Like you experienced, nothing the regular doctors were doing were helping them. So how do you get to the bottom of their, of figuring out exactly what's best for them?
You're absolutely right. Usually I am the last reserve for the patients, or the patients referred to me by either medical doctor or by their friends who had similar experience. And sometimes I see very strange conditions, like, for example, I had a patient from UCLA, and it was the first patient in my life who had paralysis, facial paralysis on both sides. I never have seen a patient as neurologist or acupuncturist in my life like that.
Right.
So sometimes I have very different cases. Or this year I had the first case of a patient with West Nile disease. And we have like 40 patients every year in California with the West Nile, and she had meningitis and she was completely paralyzed. So I do see a lot of very strange, interesting cases because of my background. But I also work with conditions where most people work, or I specifically known for treating patients with cancer, infertility, and also do some vanity work.
Right.
Being in LA, you have to.
Yeah. Now, when you're coming across some of those different things that you've never seen before, how do you go about treating them? I mean,
I'm using Eastern diagnosis,
uh-huh.
And I'm using Western diagnosis, and based on it, I usually look at the root of the condition, because in Chinese medicine, we see a person as a whole, not as a part of organs and parts of the body. So I'm looking for the root of the condition, and I start treating the root, the reason of the condition, and usually only that way you get the results. So
right.
I'm not treating symptoms.
You know what, part of me is like, so what happened to the person who couldn't move their face? Were you able to get them to you know, because you said they had paralysis on both sides?
Yes. We restored the motor and sensor function by 75%. Which
oh, wow.
Is very good. Yeah.
That's awesome. So you know what? It's not like it can't be treated. You just have to go about, you know, getting to Lucy and say, okay, here's my challenge. What can you do to help me? Now, along with acupuncture, you also do other things like herbal treatments, nutritional counseling. What is BioMat all about?
BioMat I'm using in 2 out of 3 rooms I have. It's the mattress, which is stuffed with crushed crystals. I have one with amethyst, and I have another one with amethyst and tourmaline. And the crystals have their own frequency, healing frequency. We know from the Asian books from Egypt that they were treating with crystals long before Chinese started treating with needles.
Right.
So I'm using it, and there is an infrared light which goes through this mattress, and it intensifies the power of the mattress itself. It has detoxing function, it has cleansing function, and also muscle relaxant. So it's wonderful for any kind of pain and also toxicity, for example, for cancer patients who have toxic chemo in their system.
Oh, really? Wow, it's amazing how many things you can how many different ailments you can treat. You know, are you surprised by you know, some of, you know, the older, let's just call it the Eastern medicine that, you know, is ancient, and you apply it to things today, and it seems like, you know what, yeah, you've got this great technology, but this is what's really going to work, something that's been around for you know, thousands of years.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm very realistic about what I can and what I cannot do.
Right.
And I'll give you several examples. I would not treat somebody who had just recently a heart attack and tell them, you don't need to see a doctor, I can do it. I will never say that.
Right.
If somebody just had a stroke or needs the surgery of appendectomy, I'm never going to tell the patient, stay with me, I'm going to treat you, I'll make you feel better, I'm going to call 911. I had some other cases in my practice. For example, I had a cancer patient who came to me, and he had colon cancer in stage 2. And he told me, I don't want to have a surgery, I don't want to have chemo, I don't want the quality of my life to be miserable, I want to be treated only with energy. I have an energy healer, and I have you. And my answer was, absolutely not. I will not take you as a patient. Here is a list of oncologists. Here is the list of surgeons. Go find one of them, get complete checkup, have MRI, CT scan, have them to do what needs to be done, and I will be with you every step during the surgery. I will come to see theirs during chemo. I'm going to help you, but I don't believe that cancer could be treated just by energy healers or acupuncture. And he got very angry with me. His wife wrote me a horrible letter, and I felt bad about it, but I felt that I did the right thing.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to do them a disservice and say, you know,
no.
What? Yeah. I'll do it, and then they don't get the results, and then they blame you.
Well, I would feel like I helped to kill this patient.
Right.
I would do that because I don't know how to heal cancer. I can help cancer patients to go through chemotherapy, through radiation, through the surgery, help them with side effects. But we just don't have power to fight cancer on our own.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, 3 months later, this patient came to me with stage 4. And by then, he already went to see one of the surgeons I recommended, and he had oncologists on board. But at that point, it was too late.
Right. Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's, you know, sometimes people get caught up and they're like, no, I can do it all naturally. It's like, no, sometimes you do need help.
There are lots of times when you need help. And I'm very honest about it. On my first appointment, I tell my patients what I can and what I cannot do. I'm not afraid to lose a patient. I'm afraid to lose my reputation and to harm somebody.
Right. No, that makes complete sense. Again, we're talking to Lucy Postolov. She is the owner at the Postolov Acupuncture Group Incorporated. They're based out of Los Angeles in California. You can go to the website lucypostolov.com. That's Lucy, P-O-S-T-O-L-O-V. LucyPostolov.com, or you can give them a call, 310-444-6212. We got to take a quick break, Lucy, okay?
Sure.
All right, when we come back, we'll delve more into some of the things that you do, because I wanted to ask you about this craniosacral, I don't even know how to pronounce it. We'll talk about that and some other things that you cover in your practice, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
New Day Yoga and Wellness LLC. Stress, anxiety, the daily grind with no time. It is time to unwind with a new day. No matter your age, come to New Day, where yoga and wellness are reborn. You will look better, feel better, even have more energy. This is a new brand of yoga that even healthcare professionals can get behind. Come to New Day for the new you. Call 715-579-8545. Email Linda at newdayyogawellness.com. Go to newdayyogawellness.com. New Day Yoga and Wellness LLC. Relax, renew, re-energize. Over 50% of the U.S. families are step families, and the one thing that they all have in common is that it is not easy. Being a part of a step family often comes with many questions. His, hers, ours. Then the everyday stress, grief, anxiety, the juggling of what to say and what not to say. Let Pat Skinner help guide you through the fog with her seminars, support groups, family and individual sessions. Your step family is one step from becoming a complete family. Call 303-333-5596 or email stepwithpat@yahoo.com and go to the website stepparenting.com. That's stepparenting.com. Stepparenting.com. Empowering step families.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome back to Empire Radio. This is the Professionals Roundtable, and I'm your host, Rick Delgado. We're having a great conversation today with Lucy Postolov. She's the owner of the Postolov Acupuncture Group, Incorporated, out of L.A. in California. You can go to the website, lucypostolov.com. That's Lucy Postolov, P-O-S-T-O-L-O-V.com, or give them a call, 310-444-6212. Again, how about a nice round of applause for Lucy for joining us. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Now, before we went to break, we were going over some of the things that you do. I got to admit, I'm cheating a little bit because I'm on your website, lucypostolov.com, and I get to see some of the things you do. And one of the things that kind of I got kind of sidetracked into was this craniosacral therapy. What is that all about? I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Craniosacral therapy is not necessarily a part of Chinese medicine. It is just one of the skills which I always wanted to learn and understand how it works. Basically, it is a very gentle work where the practitioner, with a very light manipulation, so to speak, adjusts and moves the bones of the skull, and which is called cranial, and also spine and sacrum. We know that in human body we have so-called spinal fluid, and that fluid has its own flow, it has its own pulse. And when somebody is healthy, everything is in harmony. But whenever somebody has some kind of a problem, this pulse will be different, and it will be blocked. The flow of the fluid will be blocked.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And it is very helpful with many conditions like migraine headaches, chronic neck and back pain. It's used for infants also. It is great for chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, TMJ syndrome. Some report even learning disability, definitely for post-traumatic stress disorders. So it is something I learn because I just like to learn new things. And once in a while, I'm using that method in my practice to help my patient either to relax or to relieve the spasm of the muscles.
Right. And it seems like it has a lot of different applications that you can use it for.
Yes, it does.
All right, great. Now, in terms of your looking at your areas of expertise, and, you know, you mentioned the facial rejuvenation that you did on one patient, the chronic pain. You mentioned that, the cancer treatment. But how do you incorporate, because this confuses me, but I'm also interested in finding out, how would you incorporate acupuncture into weight loss?
Acupuncture is known to help patients with any kind of addiction. Right now, they even use acupuncture in prisons, and they use acupuncture in rehab facilities for addicts to drugs, to alcohol. And food is one of the addictive behavior. So we're using special points mostly in the ear to suppress appetite and also compulsive behavior, also to speed up the metabolism. We also put patients on a reasonable diet and exercise routine. So we have the whole system on how to handle patients with the obesity.
Right. And now when you're doing something like that, when you're using the acupuncture, like I'm trying to think, okay, because I know with back pain, you probably, you know, put the pins or the needles in the back or the area that's affected. How do you treat somebody's, you know, how do you treat somebody with a weight problem with the needles? Like, where would they go?
Well, first of all, if somebody has a low back pain, it's not necessary that I will put needles in the low back.
Okay.
One of the best points will be on the wrist, close to the pinky, and it's called empirical point, but it's one of the best points for the low back pain. But of course, we will use the local points on low back as well. When we're dealing with the weight loss, the best points, there are classical 5 points for addiction, which we're using in the ear. But there are also great points on the body. There are 4 points around belly button. And there are several points on extremities, which we also use.
Really? Wow. See that I find interesting. You're talking about putting a needle or a few needles around the ear area or the wrist, you said?
Yeah.
Wow. And that will help someone with weight loss?
Yes.
Whew. I'm completely, I don't know how it works. I'm assuming it does because you've been doing it and it seems to be working. Wow, that's
well, something what people use for the last 3,000 years and still alive and becomes more and more popular. Like they say, proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you're not
people
supposed to be eating that pudding.
Yeah, people would not come in and pay money out of their pockets because there are only few insurances which would cover it.
Right.
If it wouldn't work.
Hey, now I also noticed that you contributed to a book as well, didn't you?
Actually to two books.
Two books.
The new book just had been published. I didn't see it yet. I know it's in the mail.
Okay. And what's the name of that one again?
Both of the books are about sexual dysfunction.
All right. Yeah, because I see the first one here came out in 2008, Guidebook of Sexual Medicine, and
right.
I guess you contributed a chapter to that.
Yes. And second book is also on sexual dysfunctions. And again, I wrote the chapter on how, with integrative and alternative medicine, the sexual problems in men and women could be helped.
All right. Now I got to ask, even though we're running out of time, I got to ask this. Now, how do you use acupuncture for somebody's sex life?
We don't put the needles in a genital.
Well, no, I wouldn't think so. that might turn somebody off and be like, you know what, I'm good with sex. I don't need it right now. No, but do you really, can you help enhance someone's sex life or at least get them back into that mode using acupuncture?
Absolutely. We can work with impotence. We can work with lack of desire. We can work both in men and women. And hormonal problems, a lot of women, when they go through menopause, they're losing their sexual drive. For men, it could be the problems with ejaculation. It's either premature or they cannot have an orgasm.
Right.
So for each of these problems, there are different directions of treatment.
Wow.
And I usually use herbs as well.
All right.
I also work a lot with infertility. I have a very high success rate, and by the research which was done in Germany about 10-12 years ago, it was published in the Journal of Infertility and Sterility, they increased the success rate of IVF using acupuncture by 67%.
Wow, that's interesting. Who knew? Again, we've been talking to Lucy Postolov. She just dropped a little extra knowledge on there, something I had no idea you could actually do. You can actually, get back to having a healthier sex life through acupuncture. And if you want to find out more about that or any of the areas of expertise that she has dealing with weight loss, facial rejuvenation, cancer treatment, fertility, substance abuse and addictions, other women's health issues or chronic pain, feel free and give her a call. Her number is 310-444-6212, or better yet, go to her website, lucypostolov.com. That's Lucy, P-O-S-T-O-L-O-V. That's lucypostolov.com, and see what she can possibly do for you. Again, Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, and I will be very happy if I will be able to help people with their problems.
Yeah, again, feel free to reach out to her. She's available, 310-444-6212, or better yet, website, lucypostolov.com. Thanks again, Lucy. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back with more on Empire Radio right after these words.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.